Billy Ray Cyrus has had some health issues and some relationship issues as well. But Billy Ray Cyrus says he prayed away his sepsis.
Okay.
I got really sick and almost died. And there was a toxicity of some type of whatever. I had a prayer answered. There's a prayer rock. I started getting on that rock every morning, every day. And I go put my knee in that hole and say, God, please. I got to the hospital. They said, Mr. Cyrus, get your it's gone. And I go, oh, even to dream again. Maybe write a song. Maybe go try and sing. And I go, I can't sing. I've been stricken with a disease and I have no voice. I can't talk. I said, Cyrus, you can't talk or sing now, but believe you can.
Sepsis. I feel like my brain just got put in a blender with the way he just describes things.
Listen, I think it is a beautiful thing what he's saying. That he, you know, they say pray and
yeah, sure.
Right. The way he says it, I feel stupid.
I do feel stupid too. I'm like, what did he just say?
He's a Cyrus. I can't. Wait, what?
You can't what? And I can't talk. I'm like, you're talking. One day I'll talk again. You're talking. What?
Sepsis can be extremely dangerous. Yeah.
I am absolutely not taking away from the seriousness of that at all. I'm not. But it is the way that he described it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like we'll take your word for it.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Nothing. I just know that sepsis is really
dangerous.
I am
aware. I have a friend who just had sepsis and was in the hospital. Yeah. And thank God he has recovered. If he were to tell me that story the way Billy Ray did, I would also say, I don't know what you just said.
Well, yeah, I get that. But so, you know that when Everly once had on her side a pain like kind of low.
Yeah.
And if it kind of, I guess, moves or stays there, it could be your gallbladder.
Okay.
That's considered an emergency.
Yeah, because gallbladder for sure.
It will, you can get sepsis.
Yeah.
Like you have to go to the hospital right away if you had that pain.
You really, really took all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
You really did.
I mean, you're just making it lighthearted that sepsis is.
No, that's actually what I said I wasn't doing.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I said I was not.
We were making fun of Billy Ray Cyrus the way he describes things. And he's like talking about putting his knee or something on a prayer rock. I don't know what was
happening. Katie actually said what he said is very important.
Yeah, I said I'm not taking the seriousness out of the sepsis
at all.
That was
while you were asking ChatGPT about sepsis.
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't, but I'm just serious. I mean, my daughter didn't have it, but it's.
It is a very serious thing. Very serious.
Yeah.
But when you use the word can't.
Yeah, let's listen to it again.
I can't talk.
Just take the fact that something is maybe serious going on, because it sounds like he didn't know what's going on.
I got really sick,
okay,
and almost died. Mm-hmm. And there was a toxicity of some type of whatever. I had a prayer
whatever.
Answered. There was a prayer rock.
Whatever.
I started getting on that rock every morning, every day. Mm-hmm. And I go put my knee in there. I was like, God, please.
What?
I got to the hospital. They said, Mr. Cyrus, get it's gone. And I go, even to dream again. Maybe write a song. Maybe go try and sing. And I go, I can't sing. I've been stricken with a disease and I have no voice. I can't talk. I said, Cyrus, you can't talk or sing now, but believe you can.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
That's what I heard.
Exactly. And if anyone even thinks about sending us an email saying, I can't believe that you made fun of sepsis, I'm going to delete it.
Yeah, I'm going to send a middle finger back.
Yep, I'm going to delete it, because that is not what we were doing.
Because if I were that doctor and I heard him say that, I would think, we're going to do some other tests.
Yeah, right. We need a brain scan right away.
I think we're going to keep you overnight somewhere else. We're going to put you in this special jacket. The arms tie behind it, bud.
But Doc, I can't talk. I know I'm talking to you right now, but I can't talk. But I want to dream.
You don't understand, Billy.
Put your knee back on the prayer rock. You know, and then he's like, add some toxicity or something.
Or whatever.
Billy, do me a favor. Bend over. I'm going to give you this shot.
Can't.
Yeah, all right. What was that movie from? Everybody in this room is
Billy
now,
Madison.
Yep.
Billy Madison, yeah.
It's at the end where he has to get, he gives like a speech and they have this music that's ascending. He says he's going to win this thing. He's going to graduate. He's going to be able to take over the hotel and all this stuff.
He has to answer a question about something like this, using an example from like literary history. And he uses a book from kindergarten called The Puppy Who Lost Its Way.
Right. And then you think, oh, like, man. And when he ends the speech, you're like, okay. Yeah. And then the guy's like,
Yeah. How does it relate to the Industrial Revolution?
He's like, we're all now dumber.
Let me tell you about this puppy.